97.7 ACKFM, True Island Radio, and on this Friday morning, got some special guests in studio to talk about the upcoming 5th Annual Nantucket Litter Derby happening May 4th and 5th, not this weekend, next weekend. And we've got Leah Mosier, who obviously is the one that really puts this all together and really is the backbone to this whole project. So, Leah, good morning.
Good morning, Doug.
Nice to see you. Island's getting busy.
It is sure is getting busy.
Now, you brought a new friend. We have Elise Kellogg. She's the new recycling and solid waste coordinator. Welcome, Elise. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. I'm happy to be here today.
Now, let me ask you a question. When did you start this new role?
So I started for as a recycling coordinator in November 2023.
Okay.
It's been a great experience for me so far, and I really enjoy it. And before that, I was also involved with the town in the finance department.
Okay, so you made a transition. You enjoying it?
I really, really do.
Okay, now we have a new partnership with this, with the Litter Derby, and we are looking to obviously get some more teams involved. That's obviously the big draw, right? We want to get as many teams together as possible so we can collect the most garbage and trash on the island to beautify it more than it already is. So, Leah, how do people tell us a little bit of the history of the Litter Derby and why it's so important to you?
Sure. So the Litter Derby started all back in the day, 5 years ago, when Graham Durovich was the recycling coordinator. I remember she came to Bartlett's Farm and did a recycling clinic with us to teach us how to separate our garbage. And when we put our heads together about sort of our passion for litter and cleaning up, she had done some work in Iceland that was really inspiring.
Oh, okay.
And through that, we came up with the Litter Derby, and we've been doing it every year. Graham hasn't been with the town, I believe, for a couple years, so I reached out this year to the town to see who could sort of fill her shoes, and I found Elise.
Yeah.
And so Elise and the town has been extremely helpful this year in updating our safety procedures and the way that we collect litter. People that know the Derby know that we do a big weigh-in on the Sunday of the weekend. It's been 2 days for the last couple of years because we have a built-in rain day.
Right.
So, you know, Sunday, you know, knock on wood, has been nice every year.
All right. So tell me, how many people consist of a team? How many people in a team typically?
So we say up to six people. Definitely don't need six people.
Right.
We had a team 1 year with three people,
right,
who did place in the top three,
yeah,
which was really impressive. It was some high school folks. I think they did have chaperones, drivers,
right,
obviously, but they picked up a mountain of trash, and it was just really inspiring to see.
Now, where can people go to register, maybe learn more? The website, right?
Sure, yeah. We have NantucketLitterDerby.com, and the sign-up is there. And then when your team does sign up, it's free to sign up. It always will be. We send out a team email that has all of the information that you need. Elise's beautiful rules and regulations on weight, different things, different items that we're going to be able to collect or not collect.
Is there a deadline for teams to sign up?
I like to take them all the way up to the last minute.
Good.
So May 3rd, you know, the Friday before, it would be great to see some of the teams that we've had in the past sign up. We have a lot of first-year teams this year, which is really great. About half are new.
Wow.
We have a couple fifth-year teams, including Land Bank and the Dump Stars, Nantucket Conservation Foundation usually signs up. We haven't seen them yet, but I'm pretty sure that they will. Great Point Properties. Lots of real estate companies actually get involved, which is awesome.
Yeah.
It's just really fun to see the team sign up every year.
Now, you brought up there's some new rules and regulations to keep it safe. Elise, can you maybe go over some of the new stuff that you've incorporated to keep everybody safe?
So organizing the Litter Derby this year was Leah. We wanted to look into, since I'm new, we look into it with a fresh eye. And we really want to make it the best event we can and make people safe and happy while doing it. So one of the thing is we want people to pick up as much as possible. But unfortunately, there's stuff out there that is not pickable, either because it's too heavy and we wouldn't want you to put in a spot where you have to hurt yourself trying to lift something.
Right.
So instead, what we figure out is that what if we were to help out? So GPW came up with the idea with a little derby that you would take a picture of the item that you cannot lift and the location, and then you let us know via email, and we'll find the correct tools or necessary equipment to pick it up during regular work hours.
So you're pretty much tagging the location and letting them do the heavy lifting. Because obviously, is there a weight limit to what you guys will accept for the Derby?
We gauge it around 50 pounds. Okay. We think it's a good limit. I'm sure that people will be a little over, but what's important is for you to be safe. So if 50 pounds is too heavy for you, don't go up to 50 pounds. Go a little lower, but 50 pounds we felt
right.
was a good
and average. It's probably hard to gauge, too, how heavy certain things are. So you just want to take it easy and tag that spot with the picture and the location. Now, this is a really cool partnership. And I mean, obviously, it's been successful. That's why you're doing it for the fifth year. And there's a prize, right? Let's talk about that.
There's always prizes. And just to mention something that Elise just said, you know, we've never rewarded heavy items. We reward quality items. Yeah. And people who have participated in the Derby in the past know that there's always extra points that are... we give those, tell people what those are going to be the morning of. So okay. We've done, 10 points each for dog poop bags, cigarette butts, balloons. And so our teams go out and they pick those up and they put those separately and they get extra points for those items. So we judge on quality as well, not
just weight.
Not weight. We call it weigh-in, but it's a play on words.
Right. But for first place.
So for first place, so our judges judge your trash. And if you have what we think is like the best haul, the winning team gets $1,000 cash.
Very cool. That's motivation right there.
It sure is. And it's one of the most fun parts about the Derby is like you really do. Not only do you have fun, but you get a little bit of a reward at the end. And we also reward the second and third place teams. And a lot of times for me, those prizes are even better because
really?
It's things that you, like us Islanders really use, like Highline tickets.
Yeah.
And Dreamland gave something this year,
oh, cool.
which I'm not going to say okay. what it is. There's some really cool tickets for oyster lovers that might be coming this year.
Who doesn't love some oysters?
Yeah, those are kind of really fun to get to.
Well, let's talk about you still having the party afterwards this year.
Absolutely. Yep. Cisco is on board. So we do the after party reward ceremony. This year it'll be on Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, wow.
So that should be pretty fun. And we announce the winners at the brewery. Obviously, you don't have to be there to win. We will get in touch if the team isn't, doesn't make it. But yeah, it's usually a good time. And the volunteer party, too.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, I know you're new over at the new gig. Tell us about what's new over at the landfill.
So a few things. So we are bringing new things, either take it or leave it. We want to expand our collection of items to take it out of the waste stream. So one of them is we want to let you know that we take pretty much all textiles, not just the one for reuse at the take it or leave it, but also the ones that are torn. We pretty much accept any textile except the ones that are wet or soiled. And if you do want to bring them over to us, just bring them in plastic bags tied up and we'll make sure that they go to a recycle or reuse location off island for future life.
Now, can people find out more about this kind of information on the website?
We're currently updating the website. There is a parcel of it, but there's going to be more coming in for sure. And we'll also advertise on social media as well.
Always, always cool to learn before you go because you never know. I know a lot of times I'm always like, am I allowed to bring this to the landfill? So, like, it's good to check to see beforehand so you're not just wasting your own time. But the 5th Annual Nantucket Litter Derby, May 4th and 5th. Sign up. Get your teams together. NantucketLitterDerby.com is the website. And I think it's going to be a great one this year. The weather, I think we're in the clear moving forward, right? So let's knock on wood again because you never know. We live in an island 30 miles out to sea. But Leah and Elise, thank you so much for coming in to talk about this. And I wish you the best of luck with the Derby.
Thank you so much. We're looking so forward to it.
We are. It's a very exciting time to be here. And I can't wait for a success.
Well, have a great Daffy weekend.
Thank you. You too.
You too.